Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We saw a huge turnaround on Friday, a really broad-based rally. What was the main driver?
It was all about the Fed, specifically New York Fed President John Williams. He came out with comments suggesting there's room for a rate adjustment, and the market just took off. It was a complete sentiment shift.
A complete shift is right. The odds of a December rate cut just exploded, right? It went from something like 40% to nearly 75% in a flash.
Exactly. That's the fuel that lit the fire. The market had been looking for an excuse to buy the dip, and he handed it to them on a silver platter. We saw the S&P 500 jump 1%, the Dow added over 1%, and even small caps got a massive bid.
Yeah, the Russell 2000 was up almost 3%. That's a huge risk-on signal. So where did the money flow? Which sectors really led the charge?
Communication services was a monster, up over 2%, mostly thanks to another strong day from Alphabet. But the really interesting story is in healthcare and consumer discretionary.
Interesting. Healthcare is usually seen as defensive, but it's been the best sector all month. What's the read-through there?
It's a flight to quality that's also showing incredible momentum. Investors are piling in as growth names get volatile. But on the other side of the coin, you had pure risk-on plays in the consumer space. Ross Stores hit an all-time high after blowing out earnings.
And the home builders? Names like Lennar and D.R. Horton just soared on those lower rate expectations. It felt like everything was working.
Well, almost everything. Here's where the story gets complicated. The tech sector was a major laggard. It actually opened in the red and barely finished positive. NVIDIA and AMD, the market darlings, both closed down.
That's a major divergence. So the generals marched forward, but some of the key soldiers were falling back? I also saw some analysis suggesting the underlying market sentiment is still quite bearish, despite the big green numbers on the screen.
That's the critical takeaway for tomorrow. The headline rally looks fantastic, but the internals are shaky. The S&P 500 equal weight index outperformed the main index. That tells you the mega caps weren't really driving this. It was a broad, but maybe not a deep rally. There's still a lot of risk aversion under the surface.
So we need to be selective. Let's talk about what's actually working. Beyond the big sector moves, where are the actionable, tactical setups for Monday?
This is where we have to ignore the noise and follow the relative strength into the close. I'm focused on names that finished near their highs on expanding volume. That's a huge tell for potential follow-through.
Okay, give me a few examples. What's on the continuation watch list?
First is UU, in the security space, a tech name that completely bucked its sector's weakness. It had a powerful close. The key level to watch is $35.60. If it holds that on any morning weakness, a push through 36 is in play.
Got it. A tech name showing unusual strength. What else?
A name like TXG in the life sciences space. This is a perfect example of that niche strength. While the big healthcare ETFs faded into the close, TXG was ramping higher. I'm looking for a grind up towards the $19 level there.
And what about a name that ties into that consumer and housing strength?
Absolutely. Look at WMS, a building products company. It had a steady bid all day long and a very strong close. We need to see it hold the $146 level as support. If it does, a move toward 148 or 149 seems likely.
So these are names that are already breaking out. What about anticipation setups? Anything that's still coiling?
Yes, a couple of names are on the radar but not quite ready. Casey's General Stores, ticker Cassie, and Verisk Analytics, VRSK. They're building very clean consolidations. We're not buying yet, but we're watching for a spike in volume to signal the start of a move.
Excellent. So before we wrap up, let's put it all together with the key index levels traders need to watch for Monday.
For the S&P 500 via SPY, the line in the sand is around 658. If we break below that, this rally could evaporate quickly. To the upside, a clean break and hold above 664 would be very bullish.
And for the NASDAQ?
For the QQQ, it's all about 589 on the downside. That has to hold. Resistance is up at 596. A move through there could trigger a new wave of buying.
So the big picture is a market celebrating potential rate cuts, but with some real caution signs under the hood. The plan is to stay tactical, focus on proven relative strength, and respect those key index levels. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for listening.